It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Got a fire alarm
there
happening
might be
here at the 95.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I didn't even pick that up that you said that.
Man, that's I'm so irritated, good. Spadoni. You just heard during the break with the internet and the power of being an influencer, they just listed the top 15 most dangerous high schools in California. And they had my James Logan at 13 in the union. Get out of here. Skyline was number 2 in the town, Balboa in the city. What are you basing that on?
It's basically Bay Area and Los Angeles, which are the most populated areas. You just go by statistics there, Goo. That's probably going to happen.
McClymonds was up there, too. Yeah.
Well, hopefully our new elected leaders can fix some of these problems, and we can have some safer schools. That's all what we want, right? Safer schools, more education. That's all we want.
Get the bippers.
There you go. Yep. That's all we can ask for. I've had a great show so far. You've had a great show so far. This has just been fun.
Did you say you had a great show?
I was going to say we had a great show. But
kid,
I said,
wow, my boy. Dude.
I've had a great day so far doing this show with
Play
you.
Play the Ricky Henderson. Today I'm the greatest of all time.
I didn't mean it like that.
No.
But you know what?
I said what I said.
I need to toot my own horn sometimes because no one's going to toot it for you, right, Goose?
No, that's
so
real.
You got to gas yourself up. So that's what I like to do. Positive mental outlook, baby. I have a positive mental outlook when it comes to this Golden State Warriors team. How could you not?
Yeah.
How could you not feel good about the vibes that this team has right now?
Yeah, like
it's been so good. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Hey, premature.
Like I know that voice.
Premature gulation right there.
Oh, boy.
From shout out Blue Chew. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is this sustainable? What else do you need to see from this Warriors team to make you a believer? If you don't believe already, do you need to see them go 3-0 in these next three games against the Cavs, against the Thunder, against the Mavericks? Do they need to go 2-1? Does it even matter to you? Is it just the quality of what you're seeing right now that is refreshing? Because for me, there's a level of joy that I'm seeing from this team right now, Guru.
No doubt.
That's just given me something just to be happy about when it comes to my fandom if I'm a Warriors fan.
Yeah, I love that, but let me just tell you, I'll take it one step further, and I get people saying, man, come on, Goo, you sound loony. Shout out Kevon.
Thank you.
But the bottom line is we're talking about a team that just 2 years ago shocked the world, okay? Now you got the ship still led by the same captains, Dre, Kerr, Looney, Steph. I'm just saying, Jim Carrey, you're saying there's a chance, Dumb and Dumber, and I get it, but man, who's to say, like, this is not, I brought up OKC. They're all virgins. They're young in regard to, you know, winning the championship. They hadn't done it. This is all new to them. So if we were okay.
They did go on a playoff run last year. That is something.
But I'm talking about winning it all.
Correct.
This team has done that 4 times over. So if you're telling me those same cast of characters are still intact, you got an influx of youth. You know, Spadoni, does it sound so far-fetched if I'm dreaming? Shout out Christopher Williams. I'm dreaming. To say that they could duplicate what they did 2 years ago? I get goosebumps thinking about
giving
it.
Giving you a 2 for the impression because I've never heard of that guy singing.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming.
Yeah, get on that, Ken. Yeah, get on that.
Christopher Williams, I'm dreaming.
Search that, thank you. 888-957-9570.
Don't wake me.
You could dream all you want right now, but I'm more, you know, I'm more into truth and reality than dreams, all right? And the fact of the matter is, Dude the Guru Johnson, right. I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here, all right? I'm just being a realist because I like to be that as a sports fan. That's who I am. And unfortunately, I inherited that from my father, where I'm more realist. And
what's his name?
Bob.
Okay,
Bob Spadoni. Exactly. You probably, he's very pessimistic as a fan. So he always expects something bad to happen because if you do that, then you're never going to be disappointed, right?
Yeah.
As a fan, which is a horrible outlook. But that's how I viewed the Warriors the last couple seasons. Just like, probably punching your teammates not good, and I think bad things are going to happen. And
And you had bad juju.
Bad juju throughout the whole season.
A dark cloud,
as they referenced it. And they had to trade Jordan Poole because it just wasn't happening. You saw some of that residue last year with, again, Draymond Green. He got suspended for 27 games. And now there were some blessings because of that, because you saw a slight emergence from a Jonathan Kuminga that you more normally wouldn't have seen.
But from a team standpoint,
It just wasn't no blessing. Exactly. And now we're seeing this year buy-in from Draymond Green. We're seeing buy-in from Andrew Wiggins. We're seeing buy-in from Jonathan Kuminga. All these guys that had the major question marks last season, you're seeing them bought in more and more. I'm looking at those three guys. And if I need one of them to take that next step, it's going to be Jonathan Kuminga for me, that I could look at and say, if he takes that next step, then yeah, this team can be a championship team.
Is that next step to you a mandate that he must be a starter?
Not must be a starter, but he plays so well off the bench that he becomes a starter. Like, that's to me, he will have earned the right to start.
That'll take care of itself.
That will take care of itself, because right now he has bought into his role off the bench. And I think he is so unique as a weapon on this team, more so than Andrew Wiggins, who is athletic, who is big, who does have two-way capabilities, but he doesn't have that, you like to say. He doesn't have that, I'm going to yam on you. He does. He just doesn't show it consistently like Kuminga can.
No.
He doesn't have that youthful exuberance like we've seen from Jonathan Kuminga. He has that element to where I say, hey, if you're playing Oklahoma City, this is my answer to Shea, or this is my answer to the likes of Chet Holmgren, right? Like, that's the guy I think needs to take that step to be in that rotation. Hell, come playoff time again. It's a long ways away, but that's the level of maturation and productivity I need to see to really start believing in this team to say that they can go over the top.
Yeah. No, I love it. And the beauty of, no matter who's on the radio or on the TV, the idiot box, it doesn't matter, Spadoni, because the bottom line is the players and the season and the schedule will tell us what's about to happen, and we can feel how we feel, and that's the fun part of it. But I'll tell you this, just going back, not to be the, I keep thinking, how'd the blanket get wet? But not to be a wet blanket.
You peed on it, that's how I think.
Oh boy, yeah. Going back to a Windhorse, if the Warriors do make a move, Spadoni, Wiggins is involved. With his set, he's the one that would be part of any package.
Really?
To me.
You don't think it's the young guys like
no,
Moody?
No, they would
and
have to go with Wiggins just to make the money work, I believe.
I wonder what
there's
Wiggins,
just no doubt.
I do wonder what his trade value is at right now. Not that we're saying we got to trade Andrew Wiggins. Again, the vibes are so good. We got Tim Roy coming on here in a couple of minutes. Voice of the Warriors, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And he could speak to just how good Andrew Wiggins has been. And he obviously had a tumultuous offseason, a tumultuous couple of seasons with obviously the passing of his father now.
Yeah.
So that was weighing on his mind. And maybe at some point, and I'm not trying to go psychoanalyzing here, but there is an amount of closure when you lose someone and you could take that next step, and get move past that mentally in a way. But I do wonder where his trade value is at around the league, because this was a guy, as I go Chris Collinsworth, here's a guy
that
was the second best player on a championship level team. He was an all-star. Some said maybe the worst all-star in the history of all-stars, which I thought was kind of
that
rough.
That gets me mad.
But hey, if you're the worst all-star,
qualified.
Right? Come on. I mean, Rudy Gobert was an all-star for a couple times too. I mean, I didn't even get into him as a player. Did you see, by the way, real quick, what Draymond and Shaq had to say about Rudy Gobert being a Hall of Famer?
No. I think that, no. See, and I don't like them doing this to him. Go ahead.
Real quick, they just said Draymond Green was like, yeah, he'll probably get in, but I don't think he should be. And Shaq said he definitely shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, but he won DPOY so many times. He's an all-star.
That's where it's getting jealous.
All-NBA,
jealousy.
Yeah, the jealousy there. Yeah. But real quick, as I pull a Steiny, what was I talking about?
No, I pull a goo. I lied. I tried to act like I knew what it was. Somebody's like, goo, you didn't know what it was.
We were talking about something.
What is going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Andrew Wiggins, trade value. That's basically what we were talking about. So I do wonder if the Warriors look at his situation and be like, yeah, I don't think, you know, his trade value is really up to stuff that we have to include him. I think teams calling are saying, I want Pajemski, I want Kuminga, you could toss in Moody, and I want picks. I think that's good enough to get a bona fide star.
See, I don't. I think you got to include Wiggins in Ramona Shelbourne or the Sam Amick piece in the Athletic not too long ago, Evan and I talked about. You were here, Spadoni, where it was Wiggins and one of the two. Like, you got to go with the deluxe model. You know, the two youngsters are not going to get it done. You got to include, I believe, Wiggins or Kuminga. And it's going to be Wiggins, obviously, with Kuminga at a stalemate in regard to his contract. But, yeah, I'm not – could Andrew Wiggins play himself into being off limits in regard to a trade? What, like, that's the sneaky little thing about this season and this start, I should say, is Spadoni, could they keep this up to where it's like, oh, we're good. We're going with what we got.
Let's ask Mike in Santa Clara. Okay. He wants to join in the conversation before we get Tim Moore on here. Mike, what's going on, man? You're on Spadoni and Goo.
What's up, guys? Hey, Spadoni, good to hear your voice on the show, man. I always love you, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hey, Goo.
Hey.
Who sang that song really quick?
Christopher.
Who sang that song?
Chris Williams.
Yeah, let's just keep it at that, man. Just
oh,
stay
my
off.
God. That, oh, my goodness. Oh. Boy, whoa. Wow.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, wow. You roasted me. Shout out to the guys in the morning. Wow.
No, guys. No, love you, Goo. Love you, Goo. Hey, I just want to talk
about, like,
you know, I think if, you know, if we were just to go all in on it, just go for Giannis at that point. You know, it's going to take a haul. That's what I'm concerned about, is if we were to just go all in, get Giannis into it, you know, I just worry about what it's going to take to actually get him. Wiggins, Kuminga, I would have to feel would be involved. I just worry about the rest of it. But, I mean, it's Giannis. Let's be honest. It's Giannis. I mean, the guy is a baller, and him and Steph are friends. I could see that just being a great move to do. I just worry about how it could potentially affect the roster. Now, I'm not worried as much about the chemistry. I just worry about how it would affect our depth. Even though we do have a ton of depth this year, I just worry about, like, the overall future of it. You know, with Steph being up there in age, I mean, yeah, he's still got about like 2-3 years for sure involved. But I you know, that's just my thoughts. But if I was to say go all in, just go for Giannis at this point, guys.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike in Santa Clara. He's saying if it's Giannis, hey, go all in.
And
for
it takes two to tango.
Correct.
He would obviously have to be available.
Exactly. Well, and Giannis would obviously want to have to come here. That's another part of this.
Clarice.
Like, he's built up so much equity within that team and franchise where he's their face. It's not Kareem anymore. It's not who is Oscar Robinson. It's Giannis. He is Milwaukee Bucks. So I would assume he would have some level of say of saying, I'd rather go to Miami.
Yeah.
Or, I'd rather go to the Knicks or something like that. Teams that have been linked to Giannis through recent articles in the last couple weeks of teams that he would like to play for. Or Brooklyn, I guess, would be one of them,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they have a plethora of young talent that they're still willing to get rid of. Cam Johnson, amongst others. So we'll see with Giannis. We'll see.
We'll see. That's my Zach Taylor.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1. San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Tim Roy joining us here momentarily, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, voice of the Golden State Warriors, as the Warriors are getting back in action tonight, right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage of that starts at 3:30 with Warriors Live with Willard and Dibbs. Tip off 4:30 with, again, the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Guru.
I always, you know, I'm a nerd. I always marvel at the commentators, like, let's just say the Patriots doing their run.
Mm-hmm.
How the play-by-play, the Tim Roy could just be so lucky. Tim Roy's been lucky to watch this dynasty. But, like, King fans never won it. You know, and I think about the bottom, the Pirates play-by-play, like, oh, God, I got to show up to work to watch a 100-loss season. Tim Roy's been blessed. And now, who knows with this start?
Well, and Tim had a lot of down years with this team, which
yeah.
makes it so much more sweet. Yeah, you had the We Believe run, but then I was just like, it's a one and done thing.
You didn't win it all.
You didn't
yeah.
win it all. But the fact that they got that dynasty, the Bays team is the best team, and the once darlings are now
right.
a dynasty. It's all time. And guys like him, guys like Bob Fitzgerald,
yeah.
we like to poke fun at some of the calls, stuff like that.
They're icons.
But the Bay Area is just blessed with so much talent when it comes to the radio side, when just it comes to the television side.
Bill King,
Kruk and Kipe. Hell, Dave Fleming.
Oh, man.
Dave Fleming, he was doing MLB International for their feed. He was calling the World Series. He was having hella calls. It probably had to hurt his feelings.
Friday night football, college football.
Yeah, Pac-12, right? He's doing a hell of a job. Like, we are so blessed here in the Bay when it comes to our broadcasters, because it's not like this everywhere.
No,
it's not like this in Kansas City. It's not like this in, I don't know, New Orleans, stuff like that. So we got him on right now, the great Timmy. Tim Roy, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And Tim, you're out in Cleveland. What is there to do in Cleveland, Ohio? Tim, you're on with Spadoni and Goo.
Well, there's a mall that's attached to the downtown area here to our hotel. You can walk around that and do a little shopping. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just a few blocks away. That's always fun. And if you time it right with the schedule, you know, every now and then, if you're here in April or in the finals, you can go over and watch the Guardians play. Or if you're here on a Sunday in the fall, maybe the Browns will be at home. So, and they're both within like walking distance. So there are some things to do here. And in fact, actually, for most of the day today, there is not a cloud in the sky, which is rare when you get around cities that are around the Great Lakes.
Hey, Tim, good to talk to you, man. I got a character flaw, Tim, and I can't let go of the past. I can't flush it as fast as I...
Just one?
Tim, a few, but I'm going to share just one. We have a grading system, Tim. That's a four. That's the best.
I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot.
And I haven't gotten past last year's team not being able to qualify for the playoffs. But, Tim, I got to bring that up only because watching this year's team, and it's early, but watching them play defense collectively, you're right there front row. Share with us, and are you shocked that they're playing this type of defense this early?
Just a little bit that it's come together so seamlessly. You know, usually they have some miscommunications, and I'm sure there's going to be nights where it's not going to be very good. But, I am a little surprised at how well it's come together, you know, in just a few weeks. And I got to tell you, I said this the other night on the air, and when we were broadcasting the game for Boston, I said, win or lose this game, I think this team has shown itself that it has potential, and it has potential to be pretty good. And so, you know, this is another step tonight against an undefeated Cleveland team and a team that has the best offense in the league right now. And then they end the trip with a team with the best defense, and the team many feel is the best in the West, and that's Oklahoma City. So it's a gauntlet early in the season, but I think, you know, it's going to give us an indication of just where this team is.
Voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, joining us right now on the River Islands guest line. Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl Guru Johnson. And Tim, yeah, you mentioned the best in the West right now. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Best in the West at the end of last year was the Dallas Mavericks. And obviously, Klay Thompson is a Dallas Maverick, which is just weird to say still. I know we've had a lot of games here, but Klay Thompson being a Dallas Maverick and the Mavericks playing the Warriors on Tuesday, and it's Klay Day. And I just want to ask, you know, your feelings going to be heading into that game, the memories. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a party. And it's just going to be, you know, a Splash Brother welcoming for the captain himself. Hell, we're giving away captain's hats to everyone on Tuesday that's attending the game. What did Klay Thompson mean to this team, this franchise, into the Bay Area, Tim?
Well, you know, Stephen Curry is, you know, the star, right? The guy that makes everything go. Draymond's the heart and soul, and he's the grit and toughness of that era. Klay Thompson was not only the second dagger, if you will, on offense, the guy that could come in and on certain nights take the game over by his jump shot and win you a game. And so he has that important aspect. But he also, I think, represented the whimsical side of basketball, reminding us that it's supposed to be fun and that it's a kid's game. And you know, he would, you know, come in and have his, you know, paper airplane after games in the press conference, making the statue into a paper airplane, coming over in his boat, talking about Rocco, all that. He just, his playful nature, and he just, you know, as competitive as he is and as much as he wants to be the best, every single time he gets on the floor. He also has that side of him that, you know, reminds himself that it's not life or death, and that, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Maybe I get on my boat and clear his head and take the dog for a walk and all that. So he represented, I think, that part of the Warrior dynasty, the part that was, represented all the fun that these guys had together.
Yeah, no, well said, Tim. And I'm looking at this team right now, and I'm telling Spadoni and the listeners, you know, they just have like a system, a family type of love to them. And now Buddy Hield comes in. Nobody can replace Clay. But again, here I go, Tim. I got to ask you, are you at all shocked that he's gotten off to this good start in his career with the Golden State Warriors? Because I am.
Well, you know, offensively, I was curious to see how he would do, and this system was born for him. You know, this run pass, you know, it was just born for him. He's getting shots, he's getting looks, the whole bit. And so what surprised me a little bit is how competitive he is, how hard he plays, and the type of defense. You know, I never gave much thought to him as a defensive player, but he's working really hard and trying to, you know, fit in on the defensive end. He doesn't give up on plays, and that's the part that, to me, that's been really, really surprising. He's fit in perfectly, and again, kind of like Clay, he brings that little playfulness to the whole equation that I think every good team needs.
The depth on this team has been the talking point, Tim. Like, they made the moves, right? All offseason, it was all the drama surrounding, Lauri Markkanen. I think we talked about Lauri Markkanen every single day on this show for I don't know how long, and he's going to stay in Utah for the foreseeable future. You got Kyle Anderson, you got D'Anthony Melton, and Buddy Hield, as you mentioned. Can you just speak to the depth of this team, and specifically the guys that have bought in? Jonathan Kuminga, coming off the bench. Andrew Wiggins, he's looking like the Andrew Wiggins of old when they went and won a championship. Draymond Green trying to be a champion of change. The buy-in from this team when it comes to their roles, and it's not going to be the same guy every single night. There's going to be nights where Kyle Anderson barely plays, or Gary Payton barely plays, or Podziemski misses a game here or there. Like, can you speak to the buy-in and the depth of this team and to the head coach, Steve Kerr, and the job that he has done so early on in this season?
Well, I think the great communication that Steve Kerr has is an unbelievable component to all of this, and it always has been, because, you know, he went to two guys at the beginning of the year, Lindy Waters and Guy Santos, and said, hey, you're probably not going to be part of the rotation to start, but stay ready. So everybody else knows going in, there's a chance I'm going to play tonight. It might only be 10 minutes, but it might be 28 minutes. And so I think that's the kind of competitive nature that helps this team be good, because players know they're going to get out there. They're going to get after it to try to get more minutes. And I think the fact that they brought in high-character guys, they brought in guys that have been coming off the bench or starting. So I think these guys know that, you know, the starting may not be the end goal. I think Jonathan has taken this really, really well, and I think he's starting to see the whole floor as well as we've ever seen him do it. And I think the fact that he's having success coming off the bench is really good for him, because then that takes that notion that a lot of players have, I should be starting, out of the equation. If you're winning, if you're playing well, and you're having fun, you know, you're not going to care if you're going to be introduced at the beginning of the game, you know, as long as you're making a contribution to help them win at the end of the game.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Have a great call tonight in Cleveland, and we'll see you back here at home Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, Oklahoma City on Sunday, but have a hell of a call tonight, and we'll be rooting for you.
And by the way, for those who haven't seen it yet, you need to go online and take a look at the Clay hats. They're pretty sweet.
Oh,
you're going to want to get one.
We got them right here in studio.
Yeah, we got them on our hand
your
now.
Your boy Jimbo Kincaid dropped them off, Timmy.
the great Jimbo Kincaid, yes. And I expect to see pictures online of you guys wearing the hat.
There you go, Timmy.
There you go. We'll post them. Thanks, Tim.
All right, guys.
There he is, the great Tim Roy, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We're up against it, Goo. We're going to have one more segment. Then we got the crossover. We got a lot happening
What's
here.
What's bugging you?
What's bugging
2
you?
2 p.m.
And we can get back into a little bit of the 49ers here because they got a massive game on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Christian McCaffrey is making his season debut. So we'll get into that on the other side. It's Spadoni. It's Guru. It's 95.7.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay.
I'm dreaming. Shout out Christopher Williams. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming.
Hey, Goo.
Hey.
Who sang that song really quick?
Chris Williams.
Yeah, let's just keep it at that, man. Just
oh,
stay
my
off
God.
That.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Wow.
Nice,
yeah, wow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru
G-man.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's it.
Damn, Chris and Santa Clara got your ass, man. That's tough.
People do understand the art of singing by the professionals make the ones that can't do it try to do it. So relax. Not like I went out on Apollo and tried to sing. I know I can't sing.
But you know what? You got the confidence like you can, which I appreciate, Goo.
Have you heard Steiny try to sing? Bonte, Shasky, you.
Steiny's not bad God. When it comes to Blink-182.
Dude, this... So you're a fan!
It's not bad. When Steiny does it, it's like, you know what? I can believe it.
That sounds okay.
Not much, but it's the best I can do. The song's for you.
That's crap!
That's not,
you're a fan
not
of that. I'll let him know when he gets back.
He was probably part of the choir back in Catholic school. That's probably why.
And everybody, the fawning over my boy, man.
Spadoni in for Steiny, by the way, if you didn't even catch up on that, alongside Guru. This has been a hell of a show for both of us. How about that?
There you go.
For both of us, Ken included, and Lucas. Yeah, we'll see. We got one more segment before the crosstalk. Crossover is what we're calling it.
And are you ready for what's bugging you at 2 p.m.?
I am.
You got to come up with something.
Do we got the pest of the month? Do we know what that is? What is the pest of the month today? This
just
month?
Relax, Spadoni.
Just
we don't have that info. Cool.
Yeah. You're putting me on the spot. Right. I don't know.
Hey, we'll get back to
What's
you.
What's bad? Yeah, November, because the months have changed.
But mice always and rats are they're the leader in the clubhouse.
Okay,
man.
That's fine. Rats on the table, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, rats. Yeah.
And the rat on the table right now is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a massive game.
Could you imagine if we come in Monday and you start us off batting first at 5 a.m. and somehow they drop this one with McCaffrey back? If that, for me, I'll just go, all the air will be let out the 49er room and what I think they can do. Is the season over? No, Spadoni, but I'm sorry. This is what you have left, man, and you want some oomph to it.
You know what's interesting? Is I was thinking about this last couple days, and after the Boston win for the Golden State Warriors, like, is there a scenario we come in on Monday and the Warriors beat the Cavs and they beat the Thunder?
Wow.
And we're like... And the Niners, they squeaked by the Bucks. Is this like... what am I opening with at 5 a.m.? I'm a little concerned.
Well, I feel like, and I always tell the boss this, he don't give it much.
Well, the boss wants
there.
To talk football because all Tuesday is going to be
but
clay
day. But we owe the fans because the movie for the football is almost over. It's halfway over. You know what I mean? The basketball's just getting started.
But that's why there's urgency with the football. That's
all
why.
Day.
Yeah.
And if you can't win this one after the bye with your guy coming back... I mean, at what point can a Niner fan get excited or expect change? For real, Spadoni.
Well, I'm saying I think the team that's under more pressure and should be more desperate is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a weird way. And I would never have said that heading into this game. But just given the circumstances, like, my expectations for what this 49ers season is has changed. I thought it was Super Bowl or bust, and maybe I'm crazy at 888-957-9570. I think a successful season for the 49ers at this point is just winning the division. You win the division, you had a good year. Given everything that's happened, Guru, you may have lost your running back for the year. We'll see with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. You did lose your top paid wide receiver for the year. Your number one or your first round pick got shot in the chest.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a tumultuous season. You may have Dre Greenlaw out for the year. We'll see what his health is going to be as the season goes on. Talanoa Hufanga, I don't know. Like, This has been a disaster scenario. Javon Hargrave's out for the year.
Hold on, Spadoni. Let me answer. Hello? What? Oh, it's the Chiefs on line one.
Yep.
They're saying, Spadoni, no, you can't move the goalpost.
They got Every Patrick team Mahomes. Has gone
through something.
They got Patrick Mahomes. Where's Patrick Mahomes on this team? Do you see him? Stop. That's not fair. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce
are the
greatest duo maybe in the history of the NFL.
No, I will not argue that. But so you're basically giving out passes because I don't know how it can't change from Super Bowl or bust.
I'm being a realist. I'm saying given all the things that have happened with this team right now, I just think winning your division right now, I'd take that if I'm a 49ers fan. I would take winning this division, getting your foot in the door. We'll see what happens, but everything after that would be gravy.
Well,
I think so.
That's interesting because, you know, I always say it to Steiny, tomorrow is not promised. It's real. Just look around, read the news, pick up a newspaper. Bottom line, Spadoni, is we don't know what's going on in regard to the Achilles, the bilateral tendonitis in the running back's Achilles. What if there's impact on the future? And I double back to say this is why it was so imperative that when you're that close to winning the Super Bowl, you can't be in your own, you can't get in your own way. And we're not there yet because we got this season. But everything you just itemized, it's legit, it's fair, but Spadoni, I mean, sometimes you can go so long, you know what I mean? And the Niners have had cracks at this thing, not just the Super Bowl losses, partner, but the NFC Championship blunders where you were up 10 a couple times. So I'm just saying, at some point, you got to pay the price for that long haul of a season, and the Niners kind of are doing that now, but without the bling.
You know,
without one!
You know, I, in a weird way, and this might sound sacrilege, the coaching job that Kyle Shanahan did, when was that? Back in 2021 when the Rams won the Super Bowl. But you had Jimmy Garoppolo with basically one arm. You had Trent Williams, your left tackle, with basically one arm. And he willed that team damn near to the Super Bowl. I think that was his most impressive coaching job that I've ever seen. If he gets this team to win this division and get him to the playoffs this year, it might be right up there. Just given all the stuff that has happened, all the bleep show that has happened, and some of it is of his own doing because of how negotiations went with Brandon Ayuk. Some of it was of his own doing.
So you're saying no Debo Samuel shut trades. Up if you're saying he needs to be fired.
Correct.
I'm off not, of this, if please. Somehow this goes
Hell no.
awry.
Hell no.
Okay.
Are you like the people that want him fired need to be tested for everything?
Yeah.
Everyone would want him. Gee, real quick. I'm going to go crazy here in a second.
Take your time. I got something for you.
Have you looked at the NFL standings lately?
Yes, I have. I told you Green Bay was 6-3 in seventh spot.
No, I'm not even talking about that. Have you seen how bad the NFL is this season?
The two-win teams are less. I gave you that.
There's a third of the NFL that is dog bleep.
I got you.
They're awful.
No point.
The Raiders, the Patriots, the Titans, the Panthers, the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on. Yes. A third of the league is tanking for Shador or Cam Ward. It's that bad right now. This is like, honestly, this is like the worst I've seen of the NFL in quite some time. I don't remember it being this awful. And within your own division, it's going to be a dogfight because I don't think the Seahawks are bad. I don't think the Rams are bad. I think the Rams, they've won three in a row. They're looking like, hey, we got Puka Nacua. We got Cooper Kupp healthy. We got Matt Stafford. All of a sudden, our offensive line is getting healthier. We got these guys.
I said at the summit, watch out for the Rams. Shasky killed me.
Yeah.
I couldn't name a defender.
The Cardinals, for that matter, like they've been impressive. I know Kyler didn't have his greatest game last week. And they beat you. Like Kyler can pose problems. And that defense, you can name Buda Baker and them boys, but they make plays too. Like it's going to be a war of attrition given the Huron out for the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm just looking at the rest of the NFC. In years past, you can say this would be a disappointing year, but not this year. Not when there's the Eagles. Not when there's the Packers.
The Eagles, we don't even know if they really got their stuff together.
I think the Eagles
together.
Are legit. I think the Eagles are good.
Even though the coach tries to give away games, like, I got you. But their defense is not bad.
But they should be 7-1. Like Saquon catches a ball, they should be 7-1. Like that's They're a good, and I think you view them differently if they're 7-1 than 6-2 right now.
Like, I think they can lose to Dallas this weekend. Like, that's what I think of Philly.
Well, they can because that's a rivalry game. But I just I wouldn't make that bet. Yeah, division games are different. That's why the Raiders always play the Chiefs tough. Like it's just it is what it is. But I would not bet money on that. I think the Eagles.
I know this is not Dr. Phil time or relationship time, but just tell me what you think of where I'm going. And I mean, I feel this when I hear this all the time. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said Coach A shouldn't be fired because 20 teams or 30 teams would be lined up to get him, I immediately go to relationships. I'm not saying Kyle should be fired. I'm not and I won't, no matter what pops off. But Spadoni, miss me with that tired-ass line of, in relationships, it's not about if you leave person A or B. Yeah, they're going to find happiness. But you need to go find your own mental health and move on with your life. Don't stay in a relationship because 20 people are going to line up for Susie. That's not what it's about. It's about you and your mental health and you starting your new life. Don't stay in something because, 10 guys will like her. I don't like hearing that. And that's why you did it with the Kyle Shanahan. Well, you know how many teams have been lined up for? It ain't about that. We get it. It's about you and your new fresh start.
Well, I'll say this to that.
Not that he needs to be fired, because I'm not saying that.
I'll say this to that, as you like to say.
Yeah, love advice.
What about the one who got away? What about that, Goo? That's a real thing. You always think about that one that got away, whether it was in high school, whether it was college. What if that's Kyle Shanahan? Well, the one that got away that you were so close and you made sweet love to multiple times.
But what if you never won you never got the ring?
No, but you got close. You got on your knee a couple times and you stumbled and you fell into the water. It happens.
So what really got away then if you didn't get a chip? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Andy Reid, you think the Eagle fans are saying that's the one that got away? I don't think so.
Well, they won one, so it was different.
But they had Heartbreak Hotel more than Kyle here.
You think they'd rather have Andy Reid now than Nick Sirianni?
No, I think they'd like their one they got from my guy Peterson.
Yeah, Doug. How's he doing these days, by the way?
It ain't on Philly's dime.
No, it's on the Jacks, and he stinks.
Right.
Like, sorry.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, but Andy Reid has done it in Kansas City. He did it with Philadelphia. Who's to say
Andy Reid didn't do it in Philly?
No, he got to where Kyle Shanahan did, which is what you're saying.
Okay, right, gotcha.
Like, he got so close.
And then somebody came in outside of Andy and got Philly over the top.
And they caught lightning in a bottle with Nick Foles. Like, that's what happens. Sometimes, you know, bleep happens, as I like to say. And they got lucky. The Niners are the
whole thing
the Warriors
is, I
might have
you.
Gotten had some luck because it's better to be lucky than good, as Bob Spadoni likes
to say.
But
you don't win four off of luck.
No.
They should have six.
No.
Because of bad luck.
I'm saying Andrew Wiggins, they might have caught lightning in a bottle there for their fourth one.
Gotcha.
So that might be their crowning achievement. They may never win one again. But you know what? They'll look at that and be like, that was Steph's crowning achievement. But again, you can use that analogy if you'd like with Shanahan and all these people it has. I just know this 49ers team would not nearly be as good without Kyle Shanahan.
I agree. You know
who's out there that you're replacing with? Ben Johnson? Please.
He's the flavor of the month. The name of the month.
What is he going to do? Ben Johnson. Your cousin?
And he's getting no doubt. I'll take him. But no doubt. It's just that's the nature of the beast, though. You hear these names, and it's like, Joe Spadoni. Hey, did you tell me you knew every Warrior player that was saying Joe Spadoni?
Yeah, I have.
Because I recognized was Tim Roy. Can you give it to us?
All right, I got Lindy Waters.
Wow, I didn't recognize him.
I got Brandon Pajemski.
Didn't pop.
I got Buddy Hield.
These are
all people that did the pregame show rejoins with me, all the Golden State Warriors. So they send those before the season starts. Moses Moody, Kevon Looney, Jonathan Kuminga.
That's dope.
Steve Kerr, Kyle Anderson, Tim Roy.
That's dope.
DeAnthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins. No, Steph.
Relax.
No Steph or Draymond.
But you're the same guy that said I'm having a great show. So got an ego.
Low-key,
let go of my ego.
Low-key dead to me, those guys. I'm not saying I root against them when they play, but I'm definitely rooting more for Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, I got a little ego.
Well, just, you know, it's great that you guys have your own rejoins with Steph, and Steph sends gifts to these shows.
Hold on, Joe.
Well, he sent it to Matt.
Yeah, well, you know.
He called in. That's pretty
good. How'd that make you feel, by the way?
No, I feel like he knew where he was calling, so I felt a part of it.
How come he didn't call in on your birthday?
I talk to the boss.
You should,
it's not a holiday.
You should tell him that. It's like, not. Yeah, like, come on, man.
You think LeBron's calling a radio station to their L.A.'s Dimets? No.
It's a great call.
Curry is the man.
Bronny might. You want Bronny to call in?
All right, don't put... No, you set me up. I'm just happy. But I can't believe he's traveling. Must be nice.
Must be nice. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm saying this season would be a success if he won the division. I'm moving the goalpost back a little bit. Is that fair or foul?
Where's the disappointment? Or are you, because when you say that, I do my algebra, and it seems like you're saying, oh, the reason they didn't reach their goal, and it's fine if you are, Spadoni, but let me know, because of injuries.
Yeah. It's been a tumultuous year of injuries.
Nothing to see here.
It's been one of your players got shot. It's been...
Who's now back.
Yes. Your best player, though, Christian McCaffrey, has a ticking time bomb of an injury.
Who's now back.
Great. Again, ticking time bomb. His legs could be done.
But the next week. What if the bomb doesn't go off?
That's great. Then you know what? You see what happens. But I'm saying, so given everything that's happened, win the division, everything after that would be awesome.
Now... You got me. You planted this seed. Do you think the league is, now that we're seeing Shanahan's offense in different cities and coordinators are kind of, and we saw what McDonald, who now is with Seattle, the coordinator for the Ravens last year, DC, now with the Seahawks. So there's no X's and O's areas of improvement. Did Joe Spadoni or concerns with this D-line being what it is if somehow the Niners don't reach their goal? Like, that's what's scary to me. Not you're in a transition, but let's be honest and put the right on the table, Spadoni. You could be. You could have had your best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Well, that
four straight chips and two pops at it.
That might be true. And they may never get back to that point. But you know what? I think I feel a hell of a lot better with Kyle Shanahan still going forward.
I don't bring that up for him. I'm just saying, where did he go wrong? But if you're going to say just the injuries, Goo.
I think it is. But again, that's part of losing a Super Bowl that's baked into it. And I know people want to say, oh, but what about the Chiefs? So the Chiefs are separate because they have Patrick Mahomes. And I love Brock Purdy. Man. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Right. He's just not. Josh Allen. Josh Allen, you're not Patrick Mahomes.
Because Andy's a part of that,
too. No, he's not Andy Reid. He's not. He's not Andy Reid. Well, Andy Reid's not as stubborn as Kyle Shanahan at times. Man. Andy Reid knows the rules in overtime when it comes to the Super Bowl. Andy Reid's more buttoned up when you need to be buttoned up in both of those Super Bowl matchups. And you know what? Jimmy Garoppolo came short. Brock Purdy came short. Kyle Shanahan came short.
Would you laugh at me if I told you all on this Payday Friday that I believe this is going to be the most difficult task or decision from Kyle Shanahan since he's been a Niner head coach? On how he divvies up the carries or uses McCaffrey from Sunday on.
It's going to be interesting.
You can't tell me this is a walk in the park.
Again, I don't think you should be fearing anyone or fearing the possibility that this guy is just going to get, you know, a torn Achilles. He feels good.
Okay.
There's no pain.
All right.
Right? Take the training wheels off. What's going to happen? He has five more runs than he's supposed to, and all of a sudden, oh no, are we doing this, with our pitchers now? Oh, 100 pitches. We got to pull Garrett Cole in the World Series.
Oh, we've been past that, though.
But look what happened.
Oh, yeah, right.
Aaron Boone looked like an idiot.
Yeah, he did.
And that was the game. That was the series.
And he's coming back
game one.
For another year, yeah.
Your boy Garrett Cole, Pittsburgh Pirate legend. Come on. A little bit.
I get you.
I can't live in fear like that.
But this is different, though, because let's just say something were to happen to the Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Now, next year, you got Ayuk dealing with the double stuff. You don't want your Curry dealing with stuff.
Brian Baldinger.
Well, boy.
95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. This is what he had to say Tuesday on the Morning Roast. What are you going to expect from Christian McCaffrey?
I don't know, Joe. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if he knows. You know, I see where the window's open to start practicing. Because his whole game, any running back, but especially him, his whole game is explosion. Whether it's two-foot cuts, explosive cuts out of your zone cuts, in traffic, his whole game is explosion. And so, can he get the explosive feel back in his legs? Can he do what we saw him do the last 2.5 years in San Francisco, where he's the most dynamic player in the league? If he loses that, what does he have? Is he just a good back, or is he still an elite back?
That's Brian Baldinger, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Daryl LeGruy Johnson. And here's more from Baldy talking about what we were talking about, Kyle Shanahan's stressful year.
Well, I think it's been a stressful year. You come off a disappointing playoff loss. You have a number of holdouts. And then worse than, Ayuk and Trent being out all off season, and really unknowing, and knowing that there's real legit trade talk for IU, you're going to lose your best receiver. And then this injury to McCaffrey, where he's not available. I just think it's been really tough on him. You make the change at defense coordinator, but the defense line isn't what it once was as far as his talent. And now you want this defense coordinator just to fix things, and you're playing all these rookies in the secondary right now. I think it's been a tough year on him.
It's been a tough year for Kyle. So I think winning the division, you know what? That'd be a hell of an achievement for him.
I'm going to read this to you, and this is from my guy, Tone.
Tone
family.
My brother.
Yeah, okay. He says you're doing a good job, but this is a fan. But this take, because I just, what Baldy said, this is how I know Kyle doesn't think this team is better than last year's. That's why they didn't add a pass rusher.
Well, who's out there to get?
And that would be the other part of, exactly.
You think you were getting Myles Garrett or Max Crosby? No, they weren't trading those
guys. Or
maybe
this year's version of Randy Gregory and Chase Young.
But no one's out there.
Yeah. I believe Kyle thinks they still got major action.
Hey, they got Khalil Davis. Cosell.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Greg Cosell, tell me about Khalil Davis from Houston.
Yeah, he was a rotational tackle with Houston. You know, I think that's what he is, and I think he's really good in that role. Like, he's not a guy you'd put out there for 45 or 50 snaps. You know, I've seen him with Houston. He shows up on film. He flashes. He's got pretty good quickness. You know, that will be his role with the Niners. He'll be a rotational player. That's why they got him. They wanted more depth. And obviously Hargrave's done for the year, so they're looking for depth at that position. I think that's what he is. You know, when you get a guy like that, you're getting him because you know what he is, and you're getting him for a specific reason, and that's the reason.
Greg Cosell, who joined Willard and Dibbs, as he does each and every Wednesday, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. It's also
so not a stiff.
No, not a stiff. I love that we have Baldy and Cosell.
Man.
Two of the best at breakdown film. We might have, when it comes to our depth, we might be on the level of the Golden State Warriors when it comes to our insiders.
I'm not mad at that.
The game.
Baldy,
Cosell. Oh, you want some Warriors? We got Anthony Slater.
He's
better than Slates. He's got all the inside scoops.
No doubt.
And by the way, they just announced their podcast. It used to be on The Athletic. The Kawakami, Marcus Thompson, and Anthony Slater, they're coming to Odyssey, baby. Their podcast. I need to get the name. 888-957-9570.
So it's no longer on the... Oh boy, the plus minus.
That's what it's called.
There okay.
The plus minus podcast. They're on.
You've been a plus today, by the way.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. I'll probably about plus 20. I don't know what.
He hasn't done a sniff all day, and he needed to do it.
I'm reaching.
He went Scarface. He did the sniff right there, all right?
Oh,
there you
boy.
Go.
I had a ball, man.
No, this has been great. No, this show has flown by, man. It's just football being back in our lives with basketball. This really is.
And college football.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, we got
college hoop. My son's in Vegas with Santa Clara. They got a game.
Yeah.
Like, who? That last part.
College hoop sucks.
Who cared?
College hoops is awful. I'm sorry, little Daryl. Like, wake me up when it's March. It's
what if Benny's
so bad.
Playing for Gonzaga running point? You would not feel that.
No, I'd
way.
Put Benny in like
he
an in-mark few, son. I would be Spadoni Few putting him in there the last 30 seconds to get dunked on. This is what it's like, son.
I got him as a starter.
Did you
college hoops? Stop
did you see
it.
That? Mark Few putting his son in to get dunked on? Do you see that?
And did you see the interview where the players, the reporter asked about his son getting dunked on and they were trying to hide their laugh? Like, dude.
It's so good.
He but got dunked
I kind of respect it, though. It's like, hey, son, you want to get some minutes? This is what happens, all right? You got to earn your keep here. Just because he got my last
name,
you got to work
said,
for
yeah,
it.
I'm proud of him. We kind of worked on getting dunked on, I'm paraphrasing. Like, dude, no. The streets can call that something else.
segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. We got the crossover coming up next. Willard and Dibbs, and by the way,
they say Dibbs is in a good mood. Well, payday, easy.
Everyone's in a good mood. It's a Friday. It's a feel-good Friday. We got Cavs. We got Warriors. 4:30 tip-off. Warriors live with Willard and Dibbs. 3:30. That's all coming up next. Crossover first, though, on 95.7 The Game. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.